Peya, Perik Aleph Mishnah Hay. So it's important to mention that according to Tosus, the only mitzvah in that Torah to leave Peya for Aniyim is by the five grains and only two fruits. When we say fruits that come from a tree, so we explained earlier, it's lav dafka trees, we know this, a big tree. It's any time the branches and bark sustain the winter and stay during the winter, even if the fruits fall off, that's still considered obviously a tree. So these things that are going to be listed in the Mishnah, according to Tosfos, many of them are midrabbanan. And according to Rambam, anything that has the five characteristics of the previous Mishnah that we said, likitasan ka'achas, and so on and so forth, those have a din of peyer min haTorah. So the Mishnah starts with the ilan and a tree. And also, by the way, a tree is also chayiv and peyer because it's lav dafka something that's likitasan. It's lav dafka something when the Torah says, uvekutzrichem, that it's when you cut. So it's lav dafka something you cut with a sickle of... If you don't know, it looks like a hook with a handle, a sharp hook that's used to cut grain. So it's lav dafka that it could be trees also that we take off with our hands too. So that's what we see here. Uvi ilan ha'og. Og is either a Cornelius tree. I put a picture below, or it's the Rav brings down the Rambam who holds that it's a sumac. Also, it's another red fruit. They're both red fruits. Ve hacheruvin, caribs. Vahagozim, walnuts. Vashkedim, almonds. Vakfanim, grapes. Varimonim, pomegranates. Vazesim, olives, vatmarim, dates, chayavim bepeya. All these are chayavim peya. So just one point is the Tosfos Yontif says why this order, first of all, according to Tosfos, rimonim and gifonim and zesim are the only ones in this Mishnah that's d'oraisa. They should be listed first. And even according to the Rambam, they're at least payers of Eretz Yisrael. They should also, they're chashivas, even if they're all d'oraisa, those ones are more chasha, they should be listed first. So Tosfos Yontif explains that although everything has likitas and ka'achas, all these things in the Mishnah are all gathered at the same time and cut at the same time, still the Mishnah listed in order of uniformity of cutting togetherness, meaning that the things listed earlier in the Mishnah are all cut at the same time, much more, in a much more uniform way, as opposed to the last in the Mishnah, a date. I guess a date ripens at different times, so it's not like a fig, which we said, it's not likitas and ka'achas at all, because they would, I guess, pluck them totally at different times, each fig or, each fig tree or whatever. But these at least, but a date... obviously just made it, and it's still, although it's uniform, still, I guess they would cut parts of the field at different times than other parts in the field, as opposed to the beginning of the Mishnah, the Og and the Cheruvim, the whole field, I guess, was cut all at the same time.